You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey guys, Elise LeHue, general manager with Sky Blue FC, and I got that bag with the Cooligans.
Hey. Yeah, baby!
Yeah. The entire convention center is on alert.
I've never been more uncomfortable in my entire life.
Podcast Road 2021 is canceled.
That's right. Everyone is looking at us.
We have avoided doing that until we're sitting in the TSS booth.
Now let's go. Total Soccer Show is a little too loud, don't you think?
These guys really need to tone it down.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome
to the Cooligans.
Yeah.
Another crossover episode with Total Soccer Show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
I'm
also realizing we didn't need to do that because we're going to probably drop this into the middle of an episode.
Well, probably not. No, this is going to be its own episode.
We didn't need to do that. He said, everyone else was screaming.
They needed to do that.
And we are joined by Total Soccer Show.
Also, we're going to finish with the funniest soccer podcast.
Yes.
And television show.
And what, obviously. And what else?
Do you have to say it every time?
Yeah, of course. Got to remind people.
Exactly.
You
know?
And the Goliath's Goddamn Soccer Podcast and TV show. The world has ever known. Now, I wanted to add that, though. Like, where is the camera that we should look at to be on the Fubo TV show? Where, is it here or is
it's
it there?
It's right now, so okay. This is clearly not for air.
I really want to thank y'all for having us on the TV show. It's been really fun. It's been a great time to be on screen with you
Didn't
all.
Didn't somebody try to guilt us being I can't believe you haven't had Total Soccer Show on your television show yet?
Yeah, several people have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Raylor Talkwell? Because that might have been me.
Does it affect us in any way? No.
Raylor Talkwell. Raylor Talkwell? That's great, dude.
I try.
So, yes, we are joined by Daryl Grove and Raylor Talkwell, obviously.
Everybody knows him.
Real honor. If you didn't listen to part one, you can listen to the Total Soccer Show feed so you can hear the fan questions, the audience questions, listener questions.
There
you guys say.
What's it like when we don't curse? And listen to part one.
And now we have, and this is part two. So make sure you listen to part one.
It encourages creativity.
Yeah, sure it does.
Yeah. Have not done that.
Teacher.
Okay.
So let's, your vocabulary.
I like this question.
Which year is it?
Yeah. Let's just start with something fun and silly. Can any of you land a kickflip?
What is it? Kickflip. I need to know what it is before I know if I can do it.
A kickflip is a move in skateboarding where you where you pop up the board and then you move your, basically you hit your toe hits the front of the board and flips it. It does one rotation and then lands, and you land
on
it.
Do I have to be on the board while I do this?
Of course.
No.
Yeah.
I tried so hard to be a skateboarder in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
And I just have no balance. I can't skate. I can't surf. I tried to paddleboard. I humiliated myself in front of the entire beach many, many times.
Everyone was watching you.
I mean, it's like there's nothing else out there. And then there's just this pasty white kid who just keeps hitting himself on the board and bouncing into the water. Yeah. I feel like they were probably paying attention to it.
So I also skateboarded. So I started off snowboarding. That was my main thing, and then I went into skateboarding because I didn't want to, I had nothing to do when it was cold or whatever. So when it was warm, so I started skateboarding and tried to land the kickflip for years, years. I could never do it. Tried for so long, but I did land.
There we go.
A pop shove it. Do you know what a pop shove it is?
I vaguely remember a pop shove it from Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
These are off-brand Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
I landed a pop shove.
You don't bite it. You just shove it in your mouth.
A pop shove it is just when you spin the board. It does one row. It doesn't flip. The bottom of the board is not facing the ground.
Like turntables.
It just spins once around and landed it once. And I was like, I'm a skateboarder forever.
Forever.
I am Tony Hawk. Very, very proud of myself. Next question. Okay. So this is from Leanne. She's the Sporting Kansas City fan. She's awesome. She asks, more girls.
Well, Leanne Prairie Girl, right?
That's right.
She's the best.
She says, more girls this year. Pulido or Cavallini? Cavallini.
Cavallini is the Canadian.
Yeah. From Vancouver.
I mean, he seemed pretty good, but Pulido.
I think it's a fair.
I trust Peter Vermees to sort things out and have
them
score some goals.
If they both bring in 10% of the population to see the games, Pulido's going to sell everything out. I just think it'll be fun. Pulido all the way.
Wasn't it that Cavallini was supposed to go to Sporting Kansas City, but they lost out on getting him?
It might be. I don't remember that story.
Yeah, I think that was the case. He was rumored to go there, and then he ended up going to.
Like, TJ, I think they were supposed to go to Chicago, but they couldn't get the deal done like that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed asking Chicago fans about that to see they're either blank faces when I mentioned that or completely sad faces when I mentioned that. Or it was like not the most popular
anger.
Topic.
Also pure
that.
Anger, yeah.
Also that.
Okay. This is from, hey, look at Toby. All right. United Soccer Coaches event planner over there. All right, cool. This is just a comment from TJ, and it says, hashtag Ali out. So... Ali Gunnar Solskjaer.
I thought you were back to skateboarding. I was like, Ali? We're Ali now?
I thought it was Deli Ali.
People say Ali all the time. He just says, looking good, Daryl. So, from
he's right behind you.
Exactly.
Oh, I posted a photo when we put the question
out. That's right. Yeah. So, when it comes to
answer the question, looking good, Daryl.
Looking good, Daryl. So, yes, you are looking good, healthier, looking better. And I agree. Obviously, still.
And no, not all way out for me.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Yeah. This is another question from Gray Hair Gaming, but we had from part one.
Yeah.
Has Chris Polanco ever shaved?
Doesn't need to.
You see some hair. So let's get
some fuzz.
He's trimmed because if not, he'd just have so much pubic hair. It would be everywhere.
Let me ask you this. Who has shaved more in the last 5 years? Me or you?
Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Still Taylor. Because
I think
he's
still, you edges.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
He has more hair than his entire face.
Yeah.
And
when he's not edging, he also just shaves a little bit to the edges.
Can we maybe not say that I'm edging? Can we maybe not do that?
That's my turn.
No, that's what it's called.
Dude, he's into tantric stuff, dude.
Really particular with my edging.
The Sting School of Edging.
Yeah, I think every... I probably have to do like two or three little touch-ups every, I want to say, week, maybe 7 days.
I don't believe it.
I just get rid of like 6 or 7 hairs just so people don't start asking questions. So people don't think I'm not taking care of myself anymore.
Yeah.
So that's as much as
I remember the first time I used this bathroom. I did Dollar Shave Club and I'm like, this guy's wasting a dollar.
Yeah. But I do the renewal of the cartridges like once every like 6 months. I never really need to do it. Okay. So next up, let's get a question from I haven't vetted any of these before.
I'm actually remembering my wife ended up using most of my Dollar Shave Club razors. So that exactly.
For her beard.
I'm excited to be on the show because for the first time last night we found out that some people listen to the Cooligans and find the Total Suck Show.
Yeah,
that's why you got us on board so you can steal our audience.
Exactly.
Hold on. You're still like -7 from people that have left because we're on.
I'm not convinced that wasn't a plant, that it was like,
yeah,
give this guy $20 and he's
honestly,
like,
honestly, with us, you never know, dude.
It was Sean in a red top.
Sean Mateo. Oh,
yeah, great dude. Yeah, he just joined Gully Squad, so thank you to other people.
Hell
who
yes,
joined us. That was awesome. So this is from Andrew Robertson. He says,
the left back?
Yeah. That's Andy Robertson. Oh, okay. This is Andrew. Okay. Andrew says, my wife wants to know which teams or clubs she should watch because they have attractive men on them. Top five. So top five most attractive teams.
Where's Fernando Llorente? Wherever he plays.
He's
gone. I think I forget where he is.
That's a rough one.
But yeah.
He's on the bench with Atletico Madrid.
Mugs up there. We go.
There's some handsome people at Atleti.
Is there? Diego Costa?
Alvaro
Morata. Pretty handsome guy.
Morata's gorgeous, dude.
I was struggling, anyway.
I still think maybe an Italian team, right? Just a lot of guys are like, no, what are you doing? You know, it's a lot of that.
I'm sorry. Can we hear that one more time?
No.
Can we hear your flawless Italian accent?
What are you doing?
Your wife would not be pleased with this, right?
You look good.
I didn't know, the Mario Brothers played in Serie A. Real impressive, dude.
Yeah, look at us watching Serie A through my accent.
I said this before. I think soccer is the one sport where it's almost... impossible to be ugly to play the game. Whatever reason, everyone who plays is attractive. It's a
what about that dude on Leicester City whose jaw goes from like,
but there are exceptions.
Goes from ear to ear. What's
there are exceptions
name?
To the rule. See, I think for the most part,
yeah,
because soccer is a much, you know, it's not, you're not wearing helmets, you're not wearing all this gear. Generally okay. attractive player on every team. I would say 80% to 90% of every player on a soccer team, male or female, is attractive.
So all right.
I don't know. I have no idea why. Yeah. I think ugly people don't get as many opportunities to play
the
game.
Is that why I didn't make it? I might go Arsenal. I feel like Hector Bellerin's got like a style to him.
Gorgeous.
Tough.
Aubameyang. Yeah. Gorgeous.
The vegan man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Arsenal has to be up there.
There we go.
Yo, that new kid. And
you have
Martinelli.
You have every type
of
guy.
I'm sure Mesut Ozil.
I probably shouldn't say this, but gorgeous. Even Leno. Leno's a good looking dude. Yeah, you're right, yo.
There we go. Awesome.
My squad stacked, dude. Yeah, dude.
Okay, let's move on. So this is from Keith Comback or Combat. Yeah. He says, how did Alexis get his role on BoJack Horseman?
Ooh.
So, all right.
Great question. Audition. I auditioned. They didn't
Nepotism.
Tell me what it was. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. you guys don't know this. Guerreros is Spanish for horseman. which we're going. I auditioned. They didn't tell me what it was, though. It was a adult cartoon is what it was called. So I auditioned, and it was for the character that I ended up doing, Eduardo the Goat. The audition had the vacuum and the goat, and I play three characters on the show, a human, a vacuum, and a goat. And the vacuum was like just a couple words, and it was like just sound robotic, and I did that. And then they asked me to do the goat. And I, at the end of it, I was sort of, it was a funny line. I just go, and I think that's what got me the role, is that I just took it to the next level and made a laugh like a goat would.
slash Peter Griffin.
Yeah. Yeah, not wrong.
Yeah, dude,
I steal.
I've tried BoJack Horseman, like before you were on it, I tried to get into it like two or three times and I just could not get past it. So I've seen like the first episode maybe two or three times, and then I've seen your episode twice.
Yeah, it's super dark, dude.
I love the show. I think it's so great. I think it has very serious tones, serious issues, alcoholism. You know,
should not be a cartoon.
It's so great.
It's got so many good people.
I like Will Arnett. I love Paul F. Tompkins. Is Christian Schaal on there too?
I believe so.
I think so.
I mean, she's in like in every cartoon. She has a great voice.
That is true.
I can tell you a story about Kristen Schaal. I did a show. I did her show called, it's called Hot Tub.
I would love if somebody hits like the forward 15 second button and it's just you talking about how she's knifing somebody. Like, oh my God, Kristen Schaal.
No, Kristen Schaal. I have a huge crush on Kristen Schaal. Always loved her from when she was on Flight of the Conchords and everything. And she was always doing stand-up in New York. I was always a huge fan, and I got to do a show. She was hosting. She brought me up on stage, and at the Virgil, at this venue in LA, there's no like backstage per se. Like there's like a small door. There's a curtain, and then when you pull the curtain, it's just a wall, and then like immediately there's a wall and then a door. So what happens is the host will bring you up. And then they'll open the curtain and go into that door and leave. And when I got on stage, I said, hey, you know, don't tell her, but I have a really huge crush on Kristen Schaal. And I was like, this is a huge moment for me. So everybody's laughing. And then she peeks her head out. She actually didn't leave. And she peeks her head out. She goes, I heard that. And the crowd went nuts, and it was like a real cute, flirty little moment that my girlfriend hated.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
My girlfriend hated it, but it was really great, and I'm glad to have it. All right. So next up, this is from Pete Karcha. This Gun Squad member, great dude. He asked, coming as a relative newbie to the whole soccer community, what did it take for you guys to be able to go to the coaches' conventions, making plans to give it a go next year? Because Pete also does a podcast, so maybe we can help some other podcast. Mm-hmm. So how do you get on Podcast Row? How did we get here?
Why did we first
the guy
come
who just took our photo?
The guy who just took our photo.
Is that when we came in 2018? Was that your guys' first year as well?
When we did the World Cup Comedy Tour, we were in their office.
Yeah.
And I think I might have been the one who sort of suggested it, or I think you guys suggested it. I can't remember who, but I remember we were having a conversation and he was like, I mean, we could just do a section of podcast. And we're like, yeah, we're the new media. Like we sold it. Mm-hmm. And next thing we know, we got an email from him saying, hey, we're thinking of doing this the following year. Would you guys be interested? And here we are.
Oh, so wait, in 2018, there was no Podcast Row?
No, there was no. I think there was like Sirius was here, yeah. like the main.
Sirius was in that front area. Remember?
Yeah.
But also during the elections, there was no podcast.
Yeah,
row,
we had nowhere to record.
No.
Yeah, because me and Travis had to like
you had to sit on the floor and move around a whole bunch. Yeah.
So we're the reason Podcast Row exists.
Yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
I feel fairly uncomfortable saying that because it makes me uncomfortable to be like, we did it, but also it's not true.
Yeah.
Like it is sort of like. Like, I think, and that was because we went on tour, we met Toby, as you said. Like,
yeah.
All right, that's cool. So, I guess to be this question.
Alexis canceled it with his big hello at the start.
Yeah. And so, I guess to answer Peter's question, go to Kansas City and hang out with Toby. And then that's how it happens.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Or apply online.
You can apply online now. I think the realistic move is have a podcast that is entertaining and interesting and worthy of coming to something like this. Yeah. You could also come to this. You don't need to be on Podcast Row. It's not like impossible. But for us, it was like, you know, the people who work for United Soccer Coaches were fans of us. And they were like, all right, we should do this. So thank you. Well, you're welcome for us opening the door.
So
for
does Peter already have a podcast?
He does have a podcast.
Right. So if you've got an established soccer podcast, then when you go to the UnitedSoccerCoaches.com or United Soccer Coaches Convention website, at some point there's an application to apply to be on Podcast Row. It might not be yet, right? Because it's a bit early for 2021 since 2020 is not even over. But you just put the application in and assuming your podcast sort of passes the
limit test.
That's the one. Yeah. Then you'd be on Podcast Row.
Yeah, that's right. That simple. Next up, this is from Charlie. He says, over under 1.5 years before Berhalter is fired.
Probably over.
Over.
I mean,
over.
Yeah.
He's he'll be at if we make it to the World Cup, he should be coaching the World Cup.
I mean, the only way that would happen, I think Daryl said this many times, so I'll just steal it from him. If World Cup qualifying starts for like 3 losses in a row or something like that, that's really the only way I think U.S. soccer ever pulls the trigger. Yeah. Otherwise, I think they're going to stick with him. And then if the U.S. qualifies for the World Cup, he'll be there at least through that.
Also, who asked this question?
This was from Charlie.
Charlie, I'd also say there's no reason to fire him right now.
Yeah.
There's no reason. If he was any other coach.
I don't think Charlie was saying there was.
People wouldn't be talking about firing him.
He just has a gambling problem and he wants to know.
Yeah.
Trying to get a little bit of leverage. You don't think that there's a chance of getting fired. Do you think there's a better coach available?
You asking me?
Uh-huh.
Do I think there's a better coach available?
Yeah.
I don't want to start this Sampaoli thing with you again.
Okay, well then let's just keep moving on.
Okay, next up. This is from Jose Cordova. He says, recommendations for adults who want to start playing. Should we get to a certain comfort level / fitness before joining a rec league? I believe Christian started playing as an adult, so any tips would be great.
So even you've read out the question, but you're actually the best person to answer this, right? Because you started soccer later than any of us.
Yeah, so
except for Alexis, who hasn't started at all.
Wait till I start.
You could best him at any moment.
Yeah.
I joined a league before I was really any good. I was mildly competent. I bought a ball, kicked it around a bit, played with friends, but I would definitely didn't really understand the game or know really what I was doing. Did not have any real fitness.
Kept trying to strike the ball with a baseball bat.
Yeah, exactly. Dominican. I got a red card with that baseball bat, and it was a big mistake.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But then you hit the ref with it, and he was like, all right.
Did Daryl Grove just say, that's my first Dominican joke?
We all have to remember our first Dominican joke.
It's great. I'll say, don't be afraid to reach any particular level before you start playing. There's no level of training that you're going to do that will make you comfortable playing an actual game until you just start playing games.
Yeah, there's nothing like the feeling of like it really matters, as in it's win or lose and someone's bearing down on you and you've got the ball. That can't really be replicated, right?
Exactly.
So you just got to do it.
So you just
it's a bit
do
like
it.
Comedy, right? You got to get up in front of an audience.
You just get up. That's my advice to comedy.
My experience is based on what you guys have told us. That there's nothing like getting up and you sort of sink or swim based on the audience reaction.
It's also credit to you for picking it up and keep sticking with it, because we've talked about this for some of like the guys that we coach who are getting into soccer later in life, that like it takes a lot of like courage to not be good at a thing and stick with it and like slowly get better. Not saying you're bad at it, but saying that like if you didn't grow up playing it and if you haven't like had a ton of experience with it, like not a lot of people late in life are just like, yeah, I'm going to do this brand new thing that will be what like oftentimes very embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
But then you slowly get better at it and you end up being the all-star goal scorer that Christian Polanco is.
To Christian's credit.
There you go.
To Christian's credit, if he could get to be the comedian that he is today, I don't think soccer is that embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like, And comedy is literally nothing but either embarrassing highs or lows. There's no middle ground. So if you can handle that, bro, get out there and play soccer.
Yeah, I've done other little things like taking like classes, done little drills.
I've seen you the video of you with the ladders.
There's opportunities to do stuff. So just do it. There's no other way to do it.
Alexa, did you say there's no medium in comedy?
Yeah.
But Pete Holmes is a career, right?
Oh
yes,
we support all shots fired.
I said that mostly because I knew it would make Darryl mad.
I'm not a Pete Holmes guy.
It's actually shots at me, not a Pete Holmes.
I'm not necessarily the biggest Pete Holmes fan, but I've seen him do stand up enough live. The dude is a beast. He is a very, very strong comedian.
Here's someone I think is better at comedy than him. It's Sampaoli. Now, let's just talk about it. No, I'm joking. All right, come on.
Okay, let's maybe two more questions I think we have enough time for. This is from Nacho Fuentes. He says, what MLS player would each of you sign for your respective teams? If you had your own team, you had to pick an MLS player.
If your respective teams, like, say, for Wolves?
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes more sense.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. So for Wolves, what MLS player would you bring in?
Chicharito.
I mean, that's
really
the answer.
Yeah, because the great thing about Raul Jimenez.
Okay.
Right? He is like.
Do you have a summer home in Mexico? Wolverhampton is just becoming Mexico. It's great.
So he's like a key part of the whole Wolves thing, right? Because he's fast on the counterattack and he's energetic and he moves a lot. Chicharito does kind of the same thing. I know he's not as young anymore.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be a great replacement. Like, they could trade off, play a game each. No one ever has to get tired.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay. Pretty good.
I'd probably go Carlos Vela, just because Man United, especially Rashford, if he has a prolonged injury, that club is in trouble in terms of goal scoring options. So maybe Carlos Vela comes in and lights it up for Manchester United. That'd
you
be
know
fine with me.
For Everton, you know, MLS player, Maxi Morales, because we desperately need an attacking midfielder that can hold on to the ball. Gylfi Sigurdsson is a nightmare. I am not a fan of him. Tom Davies is unbelievable. He's great. He's maybe not the best passer in the world, but he can hold on to the ball. He makes good decisions. We need an attacking midfielder that knows what he's doing.
Problem is, since Brexit, the UK now has a you must be this tall to enter the country.
You know what?
I consider it so rude. I'm not going to lie to you, but rules are rules.
Is that real? Because I feel like it could be real. I don't know what you people are doing anymore, so who knows?
Boris Trump Johnson. Look, Vela already played at Arsenal. It didn't go well.
Okay.
So I am going to take Aikel Parra for Arsenal.
Oh, yeah. A defender, yeah.
We need it so bad. And Ike is the homie, so it'd be nice to have a friend who plays at Arsenal.
It'd be dope. Okay. Solid chat.
Okay, last question.
I think you do really well there, but go ahead.
At the United Soccer Coaches Convention here, this is from Matt Williams. He says, now that Gio Reyna has gotten his debut for Dortmund, how long till we see him with the full national team?
Whoa, Gio Reyna got his debut for Dortmund?
In a friendly.
Oh, okay. I wonder if that happened today.
At least he was on the bench today, but I think everyone was on the bench for Dortmund today, so the speculation was that it would take them being up like 7-0 for him to get on the field. Maybe he did. I don't know. I know he was on the bench. What was the question again?
How long till we see him with the full national team?
I think probably fairly soon is my guess.
He didn't get called to the January camp, right?
No, because he's with Dortmund, and they're going to want to stick with him there.
Realistic, Gio Reyna will be,
I think so.
Again, we make it to the World Cup.
Yeah.
He's playing in it.
If nothing else, I feel like for some of the, we got March friendlies, right?
Yes.
Because we got FIFA dates there.
Wales and
Holland,
I believe. Yeah.
I feel like right there is where I would guess that maybe he gets into that squad, because if they're in Europe, you're going to have more European players, I think, looked at. Yeah, I think so.
Even if he's only played like 60 minutes.
To that, I respond, how many senior professional minutes has Brian Keogh played?
Oh.
Yeah, but he's not getting called to play against like European teams in March, right?
I think it seems like the way Berhalter is going to go is have that group that he likes, have a few other inclusions like from Major League Soccer in terms of playing in Europe.
Yeah.
And then maybe he'll give a couple minutes to some youngsters, or at least call them into camp.
You guys are using too much facts and common sense. This is a Cooligans episode, okay? Not a Total Soccer Show episode.
Oh, make him captain!
I told you, he was a sleeper, Daryl. Dominican jokes. Wild hot takes. Let's go.
Is it borderline irresponsible?
Here's what I actually think. It depends what happens when he gets on the field for Dortmund in the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
If he gets on the field for Dortmund in the Bundesliga and like looks the business, gets an assist or a goal, couple of times, suddenly there's a strong case. There's a strong case for including him
in
March.
Just pass the ball to this dude, Erling Haaland. And he just got a hat trick today. It's just unbelievable.
Here's a real question. When is Erling Haaland going to play for the men's national team in the U.S.? Come on, man.
I just want to say to Daryl's point, that's fucking bullshit. And I want to say that because people always want us to curse. So there you go.
We get the.
We can't actually do it, I promise.
Yeah. All right.
Gosh darn it.
Guys, so dag nabbit.
Thank you so much for tuning in to part two of the TSS Cooligans crossover. We appreciate you. Again, make sure you listen to part one if you have not. There's a lot of also great questions, funny little quips from everybody.
Couple of he's and haws.
So make sure you tune in. So we let's wrap the show in this middle of this convention center.
Oh, no doubt.
The way we always
we gonna do it.
And we're going to make a scene. Taylor is wildly embarrassed. So
mostly it's a little bit of that, a little bit preparing for the headache that's gonna happen. Let's do it.
I'm committed. So I'm doing.
Hold on, I just want to take a quick.
Sir, protect your ears.
For Taylor Rockwell, for Daryl Grove. My name is Christian Polanco,
and I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans.